Just plain good. And nobody else wants to say it, I will. We are plain good. And now, we have a lovely lady, one that I have loved for at least 25 years, if not more. And her God work is God work that I would not want to tackle myself. I just let everybody watch me grow old and decrepit and forget my own name and all of that. But this young lady, and I do say young, she's not that much older than my daughter, and my daughter will always be a baby, even if she is 65. And look at that face on her. And here it is. She's got the smile, and she... do you realize, you may have, Robin, but I've not heard her complain once. You haven't either?
No.
And we know Robin because of Lindy, that red-headed Robin back there because of Lindy. She was helping take care of Lindy in the hospital, and that's how we know Robin. But Lindy carries this smile, this wonderful, wonderful, lovely kind of face. Could you do that if your legs weren't working and you couldn't get out in and out of bed yourself? And if you've driven a car all your life and now you can't even drive it anymore? Would you color your hair pink so she's thinking, well, you know, I look unique, I may as well go ahead and be unique. So she gets it colored pink. What would you do if your body got so that you couldn't get around with it? Would you be sweet and wonderful? Would you still be an example of love and light and I love you on her face all the time? She does tremendous God work that no one else in this room could possibly do. Well, I've loved her a long time, and she's super intelligent. And I know her intelligence is what's helping her hang on to God's finger for all these years. And I love her. This is our Lindy.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Who knows what tomorrow is?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Congratulations, you got the right answer. Groundhog Day is February 2nd, and it's celebrated mostly in the eastern states.
Pennsylvania
specifically. Pennsylvania. Pexitani, Pennsylvania. That's easy for you to say, Lisa.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But Groundhog Day is a holiday that's celebrated only pretty much in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. But you see it on the front pages of the newspaper on February the 3rd, I'll bet you anything. So keep an eye out for that. A groundhog, to me, looks like a cross between a gopher and a grumpy cat. And it's just about the same personality as a gopher and a grumpy cat, too. Yeah. But the deal is, the groundhog comes up out of his burrow on February the 2nd. Presumably he came up on February the 1st and February 3rd also, but this is a one-day celebration. And the groundhog sees either a sunny day or a cloudy day. And if it's a sunny day, the groundhog says, this can't be right, I'm going back down for 6 more weeks of winter. And if it's a cloudy day, the groundhog is encouraged to come up, who knows why. And I could be getting this all upside down, too. I think I am. Okay, so it's a cloudy day, and the groundhog goes back down for 6 weeks of winter. It's a sunny day, and the groundhog says, oh, this can't be too bad. I'll stay up and give you 6 weeks of early spring.
Excuse me, Lindy. He's supposed to see his shadow.
Oh, that's right. But if he sees his shadow, it's a sunny day, and if he doesn't, it's a cloudy day. So, something like that. Okay, from a show of hands, who cares? I spent hours working on this speech. I did, but it was all about 5 years ago. Now I have my whole life on Groundhog Day in 5 pages. And the wonderful thing about these guys is that there's writing in Sharpie on one side, and that makes for writing in Sharpie on the other side, too. So I have twice as many notes as I need. Life is good. Seriously. Now I just put it down upside down. Seriously. Not so seriously. Okay. Actually, early settlers, German settlers in Pennsylvania, came up with Groundhog Day. And it was first called Groundhog Day in 1887. It was named for King Philip of Britain. Now, how many of you know there was a King Philip of Britain? I studied English history and I never knew it. So Groundhog Day is sufficiently obscure for everyone can seem to be. Wikipedia says that Groundhog Day was created by German settlers in 1887 or something. And that's all well and good, but then it says there's a movie named Groundhog Day. And I found a website that read my mind about this movie, and he calls it 5 things that make Groundhog Day the best movie ever. Wow. Now, he didn't number his paragraphs, so I can't count to 5. But I have a few things of my own that I call reasons that Groundhog Day is the best movie ever. Maybe it has to do something with the fact that Bill Murray and Andy McDowell look like gophers and grumpy cats. That's just my personal bias. Okay, so what's so special about Groundhog Day? Well, Todd Sivich from the Chicago Union or whatever the Chicago paper is, says that these 5 reasons include the character that Bill Murray plays is a real curmudgeon. He's cursed with not liking people and not knowing how to interact with people and not caring. He's bitter. He's disrespectful. He's mean. He's a jerk with a capital J. But that's his character, not necessarily Bill Murray, although one never knows.
He's very nice.
In Wikipedia, it says that Groundhog Day is a movie made in 1993 starring Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. Bill Murray and Andy McDowell are both newspaper broadcasters or internet TV broadcasters who were in Punxsutawney waiting for the opportunity to see whether Phil sees his shadow or not. And Bill Murray finds himself really hoping to enjoy Andy McDowell. Meanwhile, she ends up slapping his face every time. One of the reasons that I have for this movie being the best movie of all time is because it's so spiritual. If you think about it, every day is a do-over. Every day you get up and you look in the mirror and you go, "Oh, God, help me." And you wonder how you came to this. Whether or not you don't complain, you wonder whether you should complain or not. Now, the movie is considered an American fantasy comedy. It's not as funny as you'd think, because you really have to be spiritual in order to understand the humor. It's set up in such a way that Bill Murray wakes up the next day after Groundhog Day with the same news on the radio and the same day in the calendar and the same everything. Everything is the same on the next day after Groundhog Day. It's February 2nd right again without having February 3rd. Now, Todd Sivich, the author of 5 Reasons for Groundhog Day being superior, says it's because Bill Murray's character is a cursed man. I say every day is a do-over, and by that I mean Bill Murray's character gets up and ignores the child falling out of the tree and is disrespectful to a man who's trying to sell him life insurance. Now, most of us would be disrespectful to people trying to sell us life insurance, but not to this degree. He's a cursed man who doesn't know how to be selfless. He's selfish and can't connect and doesn't want to connect even. He doesn't know that connection is an option. So he gets up every day and it's February the 2nd again. And he tries everything to get out from being February the 2nd, but he doesn't think of the right things. So what he tries is he tries depression. And he drinks and smokes, and he should kill himself, but he won't die. So he thinks he's a god. He went from thinking he was a god to thinking he was God. And then back to thinking he was a god again. That's quite a trajectory for somebody who's drinking to excess, trying suicide in every which way, driving cars over cliffs. It's really a comedy. You had to believe me on that. But his problem is he doesn't know what is what and what is required of him to have a better life. And I just want to quote Martin Luther King, who said, "Darkness cannot cast out light. Only light can cast out darkness. Hate cannot cast out love. Only love can cast out love." And he doesn't know enough about love, but he knows too much about hate and darkness. And he lives his life in hate and darkness. Annie McDowell, however, is slightly more evolved, and she sees him for what he is, really, which is a bitter, angry, depressed man. And he uses his days somewhat wisely, because he now has a choice that he hadn't been given when he was waking up on February the 2nd and then February the 3rd and the 4th. He has a choice to choose selflessness over selfishness, to choose other people over himself, to choose love over hate and light over dark. So he catches the boy falling out of the tree and he embraces the life insurance salesman as a good friend because they've known each other now for one day a year for the last 10 years. The author of Groundhog Day, in an article I read, suggested that the period of the film might be 1,000 days or 10,000 days or 100,000 days. You take your pick, but I think he was thinking of 10,000 days. So would you get up and be grumpy for a few days if you were going to be around on the same day for 10,000 times? It might be. But you'd get over it and you'd realize that there's more to life than just the do-over. There's the choice and the freedom. And Bill Murray's character gradually saw the light. Now, my second point as to why this is a great movie is because it's about redemption by love. The whole point of the movie is that love is redemption. You can't get redeemed without it, without love. And you can't not get redeemed with it. Now, there are other redemption movies, a couple that come to mind because I read about them on the internet, are Terminator Part 2. Seriously, Terminator was a character who was in need of redemption, and he found it through love of the family. Darth Vader in The Return of the Jedi, where he confesses who he is and wants the love of his son desperately. And the only way he can get it is through love. And many other movies of that same subplot. This is really fun. It's not very funny, but it's fun. Oh, okay. So point one is every day's a do-over. You can do over bad. You can do over unhappy. You can do over depressed. Point two is every day redemption can only be achieved through love. So until you know what love is and without Foreigner to tell you, then you won't be redeemed. But through learning, through the choices that you make, we can learn every day to get up happy, to get up in joy, to get up in God, to get out of bed with the idea of serving somebody, of being of service. This morning my sister and I were at the blood draw place, and there was a lady who was trying to get a cup of water. She had her hands full of brochures, a purse hanging on her elbow, a pen and a paper in the other hand, and she wanted to get a drink of water, and that was one of those hard push-down water coolers. Oh, wow. My sister didn't say anything. She just got up and gave the lady a drink of water. Mm-hmm. Now, I call her Saint PJ. She says she's not a saint.
Yes, yes.
Because she's not perfect. She says she doesn't want to be perfect because then you have expectations of you. The worst problem is a great potential. But life is more than just depression and suicide and drinking and smoking and carrying on. Although it doesn't, those characteristics and behavior don't lend you to be loved by Andy McDowell. So he gradually learns a lot of lessons along the way, and he starts out knowing nothing about a piano, and by going back every day for 10,000 days, he becomes a virtuoso pianist. He knows nothing about anything, but he knows to catch the boy out of the tree and to greet the life insurance salesman and to be nicer in his relationship with Andy McDowell than he had been before. Still not nice enough for her terms, but nicer than he was. So that brings us to point three. Life is a do-over. Interestingly, it's the same as point one. The talk is a do-over also. But if you can wake up grumpy and sad and unhappy, you can wake up just the opposite. It's a choice. It's a choice we all make. And when we make the choice to wake up and live in love, then we reach out to people who were unavailable to us before because they don't need to be around that kind of grumpy behavior. So we all learn from the movie. It's one of the most spiritual of movies. And the American comedy fantasy part comes in the part where he lives the day over and over again. That's divine intervention to make that happen. So that God is actually giving him an opportunity to choose again. To choose again and again and again and again until he gets it right. And each of us has that same opportunity to choose again and again and again until we get it right. And we can either live in despair or we can live in hope. Like the prayer of Saint Francis. We can live in sadness or we can live in joy. That's a choice. And we get to make it every February 2nd for one day. And with divine intervention, we can repeat that every day. So the five paragraphs or five reasons from this guy Todd Sevich turn out to be three bullet points for my purpose to show you that movies can change lives. Excuse me. Movies can change lives. If you ever saw Schindler's List, you can appreciate that. Schindler was a man who is transformed by love and redeemed. So there you have it. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day. We can all celebrate by pulling the covers up over our head and going back to sleep. If it's a cloudy day, we might want to do that. And Punxsutawney Phil will come up and see his own shadow, or not see his own shadow in the event of there being a cloudy day. And he would therefore stay up and give us 6 weeks of spring early. Or we can get up, turn the traveling music up, and start your PT in bed. Right, Mill? We do our PT in bed. Because why would you want to stand up when you can lie down? But we can rejoice in the fact that we're healthy enough to do PT. You know how you tell the difference between a physical therapist and a terrorist, don't you?
No.
You can negotiate with a terrorist. That was for you, Robin.
Thank you.
The other half of it goes like this. What's the difference between physical therapy and occupational therapy?
Uh-oh.
What's occupational therapy?
Thank you. That's not funny.
Sorry, but I couldn't resist.
I'm an occupational therapist.
No, we will get up and rejoice in the day that the Lord has made for us. We will be selfless in our service. We will know that we have been redeemed by love. And love is not something that we say, it's something that we do. And this is the love is certain, love is kind. Love is yours and love is mine. But it isn't something that we had, it's something that we do. It's holding tight and letting go. It's flying high and laying low. Let your strongest feelings show. And your weak ones too. It's a little and a lot to ask. And endless. Well, let's just say the bottom line is love isn't something that we have. It's something that we do. Love is an action verb. And now I'm ready for you, Millie. Happy Groundhog Day.
She reeks of love.